How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. The Entrepreneur Experiment uncovers the secrets and systems world-class founders use to build their business, their body, and their brain. Today, it's Idea Lab time, and I haven't done one of these in quite a while, and I'm going to reveal that reason now. Today is going to be quite an intimate episode. I'm going to talk about a lot of good and a little bit of bad. I'm going to give you a life update because the pod has thankfully grown significantly since the last time I did one of these. I'm not going to be as hardcore and as heavy as the worst year of my life episode, which I did a couple of years ago at the end of COVID, which had a massive impact and went pretty viral. It's not going to be as heavy as that, but it's going to uncover some difficult problems, but it's also going to uncover the secrets behind a record month for the podcast. So we'll start with the good and then we'll move into, I'm not even going to call it bad, the learnings. I'm going to share the learnings with you. So if you're a fan of the pod, you'll absolutely love this episode. If you just want to hear founders talk about cool stuff, come back on Thursday. We'll be back to normal programming then. But if you are a fan of the pod, stick around, get comfy, get a coffee, get a tea and curl up. We're going to talk about some stuff. Just before we get into today's episode, a quick thank you, as always, to my incredible partners, Iconic. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from Iconic offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Iconic offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Iconic offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day. Bring your team. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Iconic offices. So it has been a record-breaking month for the podcast, which is a bit mental. Couple of reasons for this. Number one, I've been refocused since July 1st. I've been working on this plan more or less since the start of the year, mid last year, evolving the podcast to be more multimedia, to focus more on video. We've been slowly tweaking that. I'm going to do that really annoying thing where people are saying, I'm going to announce something really big in the next week, but genuinely am. Going to work with Ben, my videographer, to produce a video about this. We have a big announcement slash move coming in the next couple of weeks, so I'll reveal that then. But we've been working towards that since last August when we started to do video. Ben is an absolute magician. He is a superb videographer and a lot of this is down to him. I wanted to focus on video and video clips and the discovery element of the podcast. I'm not going to go too much inside baseball here because unless you're doing a podcast, a lot of this will go over your head. But this applies to any social media you're trying to grow. So if you have a small business or you're trying to grow your own social media, I think the learnings I'm going to share here today are going to be really, really powerful for you because I won't make you stay till the end to get the lesson. Short form video is monstrously growing. You're like, yeah, Gary, tell us something brand new. That's not brand new, but I'm going to share the secrets of what I did this month and show you the growth. So, July, I do an analytics report every month. To be honest, this episode is mainly just for one person. This is for James, who is my accountability buddy. He keeps me on track. We send each other reports every week and every month. I've talked about this already. At the start of July, we went for a full day of planning and reflection and reviewing. And a lot of the progress I've made on this month is down to that day and to the systems we put in place. I'm going to talk about them as well. I've talked about them already in terms of my life operating system. So go back, I think, a couple of weeks to find that one. Essentially, I have a life operating system. I have a system, I've called it Fox OS, very original. And that is essentially takes away the thinking from my day to day. I have three major things I have to do every day. They relate to my three major plans for the week, which relates to my three major plans for the month and for the quarter and for the year. Essentially, I've master North Star goals. That's to get to 1 million downloads as quickly as possible for the podcast. I've talked about this before. Get to 100K revenue as quickly as possible and get to a million downloads as quickly as possible in the podcast this year. Two very simple goals. Simple, but not easy. That's the distinction. So I put together this operating system, and I have a master plan for Q3, and that master plan is then gives me a daily template of what to work on. And the big one for Q3 was to increase video output. So increase video output every single day, and I did that. I posted across TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn every single day for the month of July, and the results were astounding. I'm going to give you the top line figure straight off the bat. So total video views, short form video views, so 60 seconds or less across TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and LinkedIn in July were 760,730. So 750,000 impressions / video views in July, which is mental. And I'm finally beginning to see the fruits of those labors. Audio downloads are going up. That is the thing that pays the bills. That is the thing that I care about the most. Audio downloads are going up. They have gone up 100% in July. So we now went up to 16,000, so just shy of 17,000 downloads for June. So my goal for this year is to start doing 20,000 plus downloads every single month, growing that to 100,000 downloads every single month. That is the goal. And we've gone up 100% in June. That's slightly skewed a little bit by the fact in June we were mid-season, so we had a handover season from season 13 to 14, so we had a couple of weeks there who weren't producing episodes, but nonetheless we'll take 106% increase. Instagram, this is one of the gems. I think it is back in a big way. In July, my video views on Instagram were 412,630. So call it 413,000. That's an increase of 608% from June. I posted 100 reels and stories in July. Literally every single day, 2 to 3 times per day. That led to a follower growth of over 2,000 followers. So we'll hit 5,000 followers in the next 3 to 4 days. That's huge. That's massive. And the proof is in the pudding and the fact that people are now saying to me, "Oh God, you're everywhere. I see every time I open my phone, you're there, you're on Instagram, you're on LinkedIn, you're on TikTok." That's the point, right? To be front of mind, because for podcasts, it's such a passive medium that audio isn't very sexy. It isn't very engaging. So for me to drive someone to an audio only episode, now all the episodes are recorded for video as well, except the Idea Labs, because just from a work output efficiency point of view, I just like to get these done. They will go to video at some time in the future, but for now, it's just getting them out. So Instagram is where the growth has been. So Instagram is not dead. It is back in a major way. So do not ignore Instagram and focus fully on TikTok. TikTok was decent still. So we had 222,000 views across TikTok, but that has slowed down massively. That was much, much higher a couple of months ago. Now it was still up 500% from June, but I hadn't posted very much in June because we're mid-season. So that led to that, interestingly, so 222,000 views only led to 366 new followers. So that is very, very interesting when you compare that to the followers on Instagram. So Instagram was 412,000 views and a follower increase of over 2,000. So if you are focusing on video, don't just lash them on TikTok, put them up on Insta as well. Then YouTube. So this is YouTube is something that I'm growing. I want all the long form interviews to be on YouTube, and I want them to be increasing because I find them very interesting. I find that an interesting platform. I think long term, I have a gut feeling that a lot of my growth is going to come from there. I think YouTube is one of those platforms that will just continue to grow and grow and become a media center. I joined YouTube Premium back in January when we had a new baby, just to get rid of the ads when I was feeding her. I didn't want to be start fumbling around to skip ads. Absolute game changer. Best $9.99 I ever spent in my life. But I think YouTube is going to be one of those media platforms just continues to grow. So we're really focused there. We did 28,000 views there and a watch time of 800 hours, which is pretty cool. 800 hours people have spent watching the podcast on in July, which is kind of mental actually, we said that out loud. But new subs was 139 new ones, which is up 297% from June. Still pretty decent. And then LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a sleeper hit. LinkedIn is fantastic. I can't praise this enough, right? over July, over the kind of 31 days in July, we had impressions of 250,000. And that was roughly, because LinkedIn statistics are just so difficult to break down, that was roughly about 120,000 video views. So 120,000 people saw and engaged, not engaged, but saw my videos or watched my videos on LinkedIn as well. So that's a huge platform that people don't really think about for video. So in total, tot them all up, if you're playing along at home, that gives us a grand total of 760,000. So call it 761,000 video views in July. Not bad. And that just comes from ruthlessly posting, having a system whereby we post 3 times a day, 2 to 3 times per day. And that comes from having the clips made. And that is why I'm actually going to hire a content remixer. So if you are looking for a part-time job, do drop me an email with examples. Just take one of my podcast episodes, send me 10 clips, show me what you can do, and we will talk. I get about 5 to 10 messages per day from people saying that they'll do my content for me, and they never send me any examples and have no interest. So if you're interested in a part-time job, I'll take someone on for probably 10 to 20 hours per week. Send me an email. Just find it on the website, mrgaryfox.com, with examples from my own podcast of clips you would make for me. And I'm looking for someone who can be a content remixer, who can go back through all my back catalog and pull out hundreds of clips and post them across my socials. So if that's for you, get in touch. Now, the other side of things, the flip side of things. So I've been working on my mental game for 2-3 years now. And today is quite a hard day. It's the birthday of a friend of mine who passed away, almost coming up on 2 years ago now. So today is always an incredibly tough day. But I try just be positive and do positive things on that day to remember him. But I've been working on, since before he passed, there's been other issues, but I won't go into it today. I think that's for an entire mental health episode on its own, which I will do very soon. But I've been working with a psychologist, and I've also worked with a performance coach to overcome those challenges and those traumas and those mental roadblocks. And in the last kind of month or so, I've had a huge issue with focus, not being able to focus consistently for a long enough period of time. And it just kept breaking me down because I'm a very systems-driven person. I'm very kind of A plus B equals C. I like things to have order. I get obsessive about a certain amount of things, but I was unable to maintain that obsessiveness in a positive way. And it was really becoming an issue for me from a performance point of view, from work point of view, from personal point of view. So I've worked with psychologists to overcome this. And the biggest reason we found was blockages. That is not as grim as it sounds. It's not any sort of physical blockage. It's a mental blockage. So I had 3 things that were at the back of my mind that were just preventing me from working effectively every day. So I've talked about this in the pod before, energy credits. I believe we get only X amount of energy credits per day. Let's call them 10. And, you know, you could spend them however way you want. You know, just 3 to 4 energy credits just go from being alive, living, going about your daily life. And then the rest of the energy credits are how you work, how you exercise, how you work on your brain. And you'll have noticed this if you're paying any attention at all, or if you're a long-term listener, the podcast is changing. It is focusing more on the business, but also the brain and the body, because that is where I believe the new modern breed of entrepreneur will be. That is where I believe all the success will come from in the next 10 to 100 years, whereby new entrepreneurs will have those 3 in harmony. How many times have you heard about someone build a successful business and drop dead at 55? Or you've heard someone say, and I've learned this myself from listening to, from interviewing people on my podcast, when I ask them, what was it like when you sold? How did it feel? What did it feel like the day you left the business? And it hit me like a train just a couple of months ago when people are like, you didn't really feel anything. Imagine working all that time and then not feeling anything when you leave. And then a couple of people were incredibly honest with me. And these are people who have had big exits, right? These are people who are millionaires multiple times over. And then off camera, off mic, and only a few have admitted it to me on mic, that they'll say, I was actually depressed. And I can't really say that, you know, because people are like, oh, poor millionaire is depressed. But that's true. Like, the life is the journey, right? And I think so often that gets lost in just because you have to be really focused to build a business of that size and scale. But I think something has changed. I think it's COVID. I think I've changed. But I think COVID has changed many, many people as to how they work and operate. I think people have now realized that doing one without the other really is just filling a bucket with a load of holes in it. So more of my content is focused on the business, the body, and the brain. So for me, it was trying to work on the brain because that is, you know, that's the biggest factor in all our lives. That controls every single thing we do. But how often do you hear someone say, yeah, I'm working on my mental fitness? Almost never. They talk about mental health a lot. That is now a really overused word. People tend to throw that around like it's some sort of easy thing to do. But, you know, how often do you hear people say, yeah, I'm taking proactive steps for my mental fitness? Very, very, very rarely. And that is something that I think is going to fundamentally change. I think people are going to work on the fitness side, the mental fitness side, the inner game, as they call it in the performance coaching circles, the inner mind game. And that's kind of what I've been doing. That's what I've been trying to learn about and focus on. And that's why I've added in the brain part of the podcast, because I'm just fascinated by it. And I think other people will benefit from it as well. So I've identified three main key issues. So one of them was an investment property I bought back when I was in my early 20s, Celtic Tiger, Cub, etc. Now, in fairness, I grafted early to get myself in a position to be able to put down a deposit on a property in Limerick City for my sins. Bought it, and it's been nothing but a scourge since the day I bought it. So that is going to get sold. That is going to get renovated and sold. Does it bring me any joy? No, it does not. And for someone that worked in property for the last coming up on 10 years, did I enjoy having that property? No, I did not. Would I advise anyone else to have that property? No, I would have told them to sell it years ago, but I didn't. So now that is getting renovated and sold. That is going to be blockage number one. Blockage number two has been host butlers. So that has been my Airbnb business for the last coming up on 7 years now. And that got absolutely hammered during COVID. Go back and listen to the Worst Year of My Life episode if you want to hear the gory details on that one. And that's kind of been getting CPR from me. It's been ticking along in the background. I haven't really shut it down fully. And now it's time to put that puppy to bed. It is time to take Daisy out behind the barn and put one behind her ear, because that is not the business I want to be working on any longer. I'll still do a little bit of consultancy in the area because of a huge knowledge base around the short-term letting market and Airbnb itself. So we will still do consultancy, but we'll not be hands-on day-to-day property managers in the Airbnb space any longer, because that is a business that is essentially not long for this world in cities, and that is where the only density is to do it. There is a multiple reasons why that is not working and not viable any longer, which I won't go into today. I'll actually probably do a special episode on that, because that'll be pretty interesting. Between the housing crisis, between planning laws, between the shortage of stock, COVID, so many issues. I'll do a special episode on that. And then the third one was what I kept myself busy doing during lockdown, and that was wild cabins. I built and produced five tiny homes, which were going to be kind of evolution 2.0 of host butlers. I was going to take host butlers out of the city, find a site ideally out by the coast or by a lake, and do a tiny cabin village. That did not work. Unfortunately, that has not worked. I built cabins. The lesson here is I acted too fast and then too slow, because nothing is ever a failure if you learn from it. My whole principle is that you learn and you move on, but I haven't allowed myself to learn and move on from these three things. So I feel by just, well, number one, putting it out there into the open, and number two, just dealing with them, just clearing the decks, it will unlock an incredible amount of opportunity for me, because I do get a lot of opportunities from this podcast. I have gone all in on this podcast. I'll get to that in a second. So wild cabins, I acted too fast and too slow. I built them rapidly during COVID, mainly because I didn't want to be idle. I cannot be idle. I do not sit around and enjoy just passing the days. I really want to be making an impact and building things. On my right forearm, I have two tattoos. One of them is a Lego man.
And it is the original drawing from the person that invented Lego for their patent back in 1972, I think. And that is his front and his side of the original patent. And then the other one is my friend who passed away during COVID. He is on my right forearm as well. And they are there to remind me to have fun and build things. Pat is there to remind me just to live my life and to always remember him. And the Lego Man is there to remember to have fun and build stuff. And I haven't been doing that. I've been building the podcast, but with cabins, I ran out of road and I ran out of room and I ran out of money. I had multiple sites. I was trying to buy or lease a site. I had multiple sites where I almost had a deal done. And then we lost out in the bidding as they went crazy. But you can't really complain about that. That's just life and commerce. And then we'd multiple deals fall through on a leasing aspect, just purely from trying to work with partners. Ireland's a funny place to try work in the property space. People are very strange about the land. The field could be remade in 2023 and it would still be as relevant and as apt today. We had multiple deals fall at the hurdle because I would not compromise on my morals and my ethics. And that is something I'm very proud of because too many times people compromise in these things early and then learn to really regret them as they get into business. And that is one thing I will never do. So they are for sale. I'm liquidating the cabins. I'm going to sell them off and free up some well-needed cash to pursue new ideas. I do get offered a lot of opportunities and new ideas through the podcast. And I'm constantly getting offers and things that could be really interesting to me, including investments. That is something we are looking at. So people always ask me all the time, what's the story with the podcast? Like, how do you make money? Like, it just blows people's minds. People either think I am hugely rich from the podcast or that I don't have a pot to piss in. And the truth is somewhere in the middle. We are doing quite well in terms of this year we've really focused on. I've gone all in on the podcast in 2023. I've really focused down and it has become my sole focus. It is becoming my sole focus. As I said, these three blockages were probably burning through, I would say, 2 to 3 energy credits per day. So I was down to 7 energy credits just from dealing with those three things. So now it's time to get rid of those 3 energy credits, top myself back up to 10, and really put rubber to road when it comes to building out this podcast. This podcast will become a platform for investment. We've already made one angel investment this year, and we'll hope to make another one before the year end. That is going to be something we're going to explore more and more and more. We're currently chatting to an investment company about becoming an advisor, and that will become a paid position. And then from that, we will also look to invest more frequently once we liquidate some cash. And then I'm also on the hunt for the next big idea, the one that's going to be my, potentially, the big one. I have a framework which I'm working off. So I have this saying that I've learned from the podcast, and it is something I have stuck to the front of my laptop screen all the time. Gaining knowledge and not applying it is the ultimate form of procrastination. That is a Gary Fox original. You can write that down and quote me. Gaining knowledge and not applying it is the ultimate form of procrastination. So for me, I'm gaining all this knowledge. I'm getting a new mentor every single week. World-class founders who have built businesses worth millions and billions. It's not all about the money, but it is a way of keeping score. And I'm not acting on the knowledge that they're passing through to me, which is at worst lazy and at very worst an absolute crime. So I'm on building out a framework of what my ideal business opportunity will look like. And I will work with a partner because I've always been a sole operator for the last 10 years. And now is the time to work with a partner on a new venture. I have a couple of things that I'm looking at, but nothing yet. So if you are building the next massive thing, get in touch, shoot me over. I'm going to do a framework episode in a couple of weeks. And from that, you'll know exactly the frameworks within which I work and where I can bring value. That is something to look at. So that is today's episode. That was nearly 25 minutes of an episode. So I hope you find some value in that. There was two very different themes there. I could have probably broken them up and made 2 episodes, but you know what? Why not? We're back with Ideal Labs. If you like these, shoot me a message. Let me know. Tell me to do more of them. Or if you don't like them, keep it to yourself. But do give me some feedback, because these episodes are difficult to do. You can't do them every week either. You can't squeeze that emotional juice every week. Can't feel all the feelings all the time. So if this is something you do enjoy and you do like to see more kind of breakdowns, I'm going to do a new thing probably in season 15, which comes up in September. I'm going to bring back old guests, come on Idea Labs and flesh out some cool new ideas with me. So it'll be kind of like an active idea brainstorm session. So if you think that's cool as well, let me know on that. That's going to happen anyway. So just let me know if you think that's cool. And I will see you back here on Thursday. We have Dan Fox, the founder of Johnson Hanna, a Fox special. Two Fox Eye throwing out some cool business ideas for you on Thursday. He's an incredible dude. The business has raised over $15 million. Essentially, they're applying a layer of tech to the legal industry and absolutely smashing it. This company, this is going to be a biggie. Okay, that's it. I'm done. It's quite late at night. Well, sorry. It's late for me. I have the sleeping patterns of a 7-month-old. So it's late for me. It's 9:09. So I'm going to wrap this. I'm going to get this edited and up and straight to you. I'll see you back here on Thursday. Have an incredible week.